are now listening to an awesome sermon from the St. Louis Dream Center. Grab a pen and some paper. You're in for a treat.
Morning, DC family. The Lord is good. We're so excited about God and what He's doing in our lives. We are here this morning just excited about who He is and what He's going to do in our lives. And so this morning, we're going to dive into the Word. And we've been in this series called Spirit Filled. And it's been so amazing every week. Everything that Pastor Tony has been speaking about has really been speaking into our lives. And we're going to just continue in that vein today, just to keep moving into the vein of what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God and to be led by Him. Amen. So this morning, we're going to kind of do a tag team preaching, if you will. So I'll kick it off, and then Erica is going to come, and she's going to kind of tie some things in, and then I'm going to come back and we'll land the plane. But today I pray that this word blesses your life and that your life is forever changed for what God wants to do in you today. Amen. 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 Somebody say amen in the room. Amen. So this morning we've been talking about Spirit Filled and just love. You know, there's a book, Francis Chan, I believe, wrote it, called The Forgotten God. And I think sometimes we forget about the leading of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Spirit and filled with the power of God. And when we really begin to dive in and to really allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, we understand the fact that the Holy Spirit has a language and He has a voice and He speaks. And the thing that I love about God and I love about Jesus and the Holy Spirit is that they love to talk. And they love to talk about what's good for me, what's good for us. And the thing I hear people say sometimes that they don't like people, but how many of you know that God loves people? He loves people. He loves people. The Bible talks about when He made man, He went a little step further just to make sure that we were His image, and God had someone that He could talk to and have conversations with, which is so amazing because who God is and how He's able to have a conversation with people who are not on His level. But God talks to us, and today as we dive into this message, Spirit-led, being filled with the Spirit of God, there's a scripture that we want to open with in Ephesians 5 and 18. And it says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, and stupidity. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Today, I think sometimes when we think about being guided by the Holy Spirit, when somebody says, God, you know, the Holy Spirit said to me, He said to me, many times we picture it as the Holy Spirit speaking into our ear, and that does happen. But today, I want to kind of focus on what we call the inward witness, where it's like you know what you know. You don't know why you know it. People will ask you, like, well, how do you know that? I just know. I've heard people say, I know it in my knower. I know it in my knower. My knower. He is the knower. You know, when Jesus was talking to Peter and He asked him, He said, Peter, do you love me? And He asked him that a few times, and Peter's final response was, He said, Lord, you know all things. And so I know it in my knower. I know it in my spirit. I know it in the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit speaks to us so often. And so there's a scripture in Romans 8 and 14. And it talks about us, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so one of the things that we understand the fact that we are sons of God is that when we are led by His Spirit, and the Spirit of God will often give us these unctions, and we'll feel a tug. We'll have a knowing in our spirit when He's telling us to do something. Sometimes we'll be when we're praying. And many times what the inward knowing feels like is peace. When you have peace about something, that's usually the Holy Spirit telling you to go. But then when you walk into something and it feels kind of weird, has anybody ever felt that before? And when you feel weird about something, don't ever ignore that. Because in many instances, that weird feeling may just save your life. Because you never know, there's so many instances today where things are happening all over the world, where mass shootings are happening in malls and things like that. If you ever walk in the mall and you feel uneasy, don't ignore that. Because the Holy Spirit knows what's going on and what's about to happen, and it may save your life. And so whenever we are listening to the Holy Spirit, we always pay attention to his inward speaking, because that is the most often way that God speaks. But the Holy Spirit is so gentle that sometimes we push right past what he's given us. And so whenever we feel the peace of God, we know to keep moving. And I know we talk about fear, but sometimes fear is an indicator that something may be off. And I don't mean the fear that the enemy brings, but I mean there's sometimes an apprehension, a wanting to move forward, but some just, I don't want to. You know, and it almost looks as if it's a negative fear, but usually it's the Holy Spirit saying, hold up, don't do that. Or not right now, not at this moment. And so we never ignore the inward witness that's inside our spirit. And so, and many times we don't realize, we'll walk right past it and we don't realize that it's the Holy Spirit until after the situation is over. So many times we'll walk into things and you don't realize that God has spoken to you until the aftermath. And so in the scripture, Luke 24 and 32, it said, they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures? Now, this are the disciples talking about when Jesus was risen from the dead and he was walking and talking with them, and they didn't physically recognize them, but after they sat and they thought about it, and Jesus in a moment disappeared, they said, what didn't our hearts burn? And sometimes we know it's God after the fact, but the thing is that you get so used to, but you get so comfortable with his speaking that then you start knowing when it's him, and it's not an afterthought. And so the Holy Spirit teaches us his voice from their inward witness. And many times, like I said, I laugh about this because sometimes, and many of you probably experience this, that when people are talking to you and they're lying to you, and the Holy Spirit be telling you they're lying, and you know it, and you don't bust them out, and they just be going on and on, and the Holy Spirit like, that's not true. You know, and I know, and I didn't understand it until I got older, but I realized that's how my parents knew when I was lying. And then I think as we get older and start having children, then you understand, and then you're looking at your kids, and you know they're lying. It's like, this is. But in those instances, because the Bible says he'll never let us be put to shame. And so God teaches us things, and he gives us inside information, and he lets you know things that other people are not willing to say. But just to keep you out of traps and mishaps, the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you, that inward witness, to let you know, hey, watch out for this person. You know, you get in the company of some people, and all of a sudden, your spirit go haywire. And you can't stand it. It's just like, oh, man. And sometimes it may be a little off in you, but in many and most times, it's the Holy Spirit saying, don't trust this situation. And many times we'll keep walking right past it. And then before long, we realize when we get into the deepness of it, and sometimes after we've married that person, we realize that there was the Holy Spirit 6 months ago saying, run. Run. And so with that, I want Erica to come and take us a little further in the word. And she's going to She's going to talk a little deeper about being led by the Spirit, hearing the voice of God. Amen.
All right. That was real, real good. I loved it. I loved it. But as Pastor Frank said, I want to go a little deeper about being led by the Holy Spirit. And I think it's a beautiful, can't describe it, but that's the only word I can think of right now. You guys know me. I love to tell stories, and I'm going to jump right into this story. There was one time I was working two jobs, superwoman. That's what I like to call myself, superwoman. I was in a transition period of going from one job to another job, and it was in that moment that I thought to myself, well, why did you just quit this first job and then just take a break and then go into the second one? But it didn't happen like that. I remember one day I got off work. I did an overnight shift, and overnight shifts from 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning. And I went home, didn't go to sleep, got Trey off to school, went to Schnucks. And as I'm in Schnucks, I have all of my things, and there's a lady in front of me, and she's paying for all of her things. And I just sensed the Holy Spirit in that moment. Didn't know why I was sensing him. But then this lady got her total, and she just started telling the lady to put this back. I mean, she just started putting everything back. I'm like, well, you knew you didn't have enough money, but that's a whole nother story. But she's just like, put this back, put this back, put this back. And I felt the Holy Spirit saying, pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, that's not him. So I stood behind her again, and she got her things. The lady rung her up. She started to walk out the door, and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, that can't be him. So she's headed to her car, and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, I need you to pay for that. And so I did. At this moment, I did, because I'm super saved, right? So I finally pay attention to him the third time around. And so I get her things. I told the cashier, I said, hey, can you go ahead and ring this up so I can go ahead and run it out to her? And I got it to her and came back. Everything was great. I get in my car to head to the second job, and I fall asleep at the wheel, at the red light. But when I woke up, I saw a green light. And so I proceeded to go. But as I went, there's cars blowing and coming around me and all of that. So when I finally realized that wasn't my green light, it was the green light for them. But as I'm going through and trying to swerve through these cars, because I had a car coming from this side and a car coming from this side, and I finally get out of that entanglement, and I pulled over in this gas station, and I just sat there. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, thank you. We'll dig into that thank you a little bit later. But there is so much from that story. I know you're wondering, like, okay, the Holy Spirit leading, what's that got to do with anything? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. Number one, the Holy Spirit does not always lead us at our comfort level. Not all the time. And so one thing I realized in that moment was that I almost missed the Holy Spirit because I wasn't comfortable. There were three things that he was asking me to do that was just way off my comfort level. Number one, you want me to run after this lady to get her this food, and I haven't ran in 15 years. So you want, yeah, that can't be you because I'm uncomfortable. Number two, God, he made me. He know me. He know everything about me. So one of the things he knows that I'm cheap. But you want me to dig into my money. And what this lady was putting back was not cheap. So you want me to dig into my money? I didn't budget for her. I can't claim her on my taxes. Oh, okay. I almost missed them because I was uncomfortable. Then he wants me to talk to the cashier. He wants me to talk to this lady. And I'm like, Lord, I don't even talk to my child. We got this thing. Trey and I know we quiet. So you want me to talk to the lady, and you want me to talk to the cat? I almost missed him because I was uncomfortable. But many a times the Holy Spirit does not meet us in a place where we're comfortable. Sometimes he likes to stretch us. And it was in that moment that I was being stretched. He was using me to live out his word, not mine. But in that moment, you can't be talking to me. I'm uncomfortable. But one of the things I do know about the Holy Spirit, and I want to say this right, that even though he don't lead us with our comfort level, he always comforts us by using the word of God. And I love that because it was in that moment that Hebrews 13 and 16 came to mind. And Hebrews 13 and 16 says, "And do not forget to do good and share with others, for such things God is pleased." I'm uncomfortable, but God wants me to share. I'm uncomfortable, but God said, don't forget to do good. And so I'm great now. I'm good because now I know it was the Holy Spirit because I just lived out Hebrews 13 and 16. Number two, the Holy Spirit will not always lead us the same way. He may be talking to me in a different way than what he's talking to you. There are many times this goes both ways with the teacher and the receiver, but there are many times where the person who's leading or talking about the Holy Spirit talking to the next person, and they're like, well, this is how he's talking to me. Oh, he woke me up out of my sleep. But then you got the person who's trying to receive it. They're like, oh, well, he's not waking me up out of my sleep, so I must not be hearing from him. And we have to be careful that we don't impose our leading of the Holy Spirit onto the next person, because we do not want them to miss their moment of being led by the Holy Spirit because he didn't talk to them the way that he talked to you. There's a difference. Now listen, I said my way of hearing from the Holy Spirit will not look like yours. It's different. In the beginning, yeah, you know, some of us say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, he spoke to me because the words jumped out of a page in the Bible. That's good. That happens. But that happened for you. When I was just sitting down watching Grey's Anatomy, the Lord told me something. The Holy Spirit led me. That's my moment. So I want you guys to understand that before you miss him, look at everything. Look at everything. It's not going to look like your friends. It's not going to look like what you guys talked about on that Zoom call. It's different. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, he led her to wake up out of her bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. That'll be me. But then you have somebody else that they're sleeping, and the Lord knows that they're not going to hear me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So the Spirit says, you know what? I'm going to talk to her on her way to work because I know that's when she's quiet the most. And that's when he starts to lead her. And one of the things that's so beautiful, which it doesn't describe it, is that the Holy Spirit meets us where we are. He meets us right where we are. You can't expect someone who just came to Christ to hear from the Holy Spirit or to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you've been walking with Christ since you were born. It's different. And I want to leave with you. Don't miss your moment because you're afraid to be uncomfortable. And don't miss your moment because you're trying to be like your friend and hear the Holy Spirit like her.
Hope you enjoyed that message. If you live in the St. Louis area or ever plan to visit, we'd love for you to join us at one of our services at 4324 Margaretta at either our 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. service. Be blessed. We hope to worship with you soon.